I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Much like the rest of the world, technology is coming to the outdoors, and the DNR is working to keep up with it. We'll talk more about online license sales right after this.
In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
Gone are the days of a folded-up cardboard license with a half-dozen colored stamps crammed into your wallet. The DNR's online license sales system continues to gain in popularity.
We've had an increase in our online sales through the first 10 months of this year of about almost 12.5% over last year. So the popularity of the online licensing is growing. I know the hunters and the anglers out there really find that a convenience. They can go online and buy their license right there from the computer at home. And if they would happen to lose it, they can go right back to that same computer and get a reprint at no cost to them.
That's Mike Ingram, who heads up the technology department at DNR and says the online system will in the not-too-distant future be the only way to do it.
It's definitely moving that direction. And in fact, we are have within the next couple 2 to 3 years a plan to go completely electronic.
Now, if you don't own a computer or you're not computer savvy or don't buy with a credit card, relax. That does not mean the over-the-counter sales at your favorite sporting goods retailer is going away. They are, in fact, going to what's known as the point-of-sale system.
The point-of-sale, that continues to grow as well. You know, if they don't have a computer at home, they can always go to a point-of-sale agent, one that sells it over the computer, and if they lose that license, they can go back to any point-of-sale agent. It doesn't have to be the one they bought it from. They can go back to any point-of-sale agent and obtain a reprint of that license as well if they lose it. So that there, too. And when I say electronic, we're not doing away with our agents, of course. When we go fully, complete electronic, it'll just replace our paper application license.
And if anybody ever lost their paper license, they would agree it's time for that.
The old system where it was all paper application, we still have agents that are selling them that way. And if someone loses that license, it's far more difficult. They have to go back to the exact store they bought it from. They have to try to research that license, find the actual paper application, the copy it from the store that sold it to them. And that store's got to give them fill out a new application form to get a duplicate, and then they either have to mail that in to the South Charleston office or take it to one of our district offices to get that license replaced.
The web address is wvhunt.com or wvfish.com to make the online purchase. The time is also fast approaching where other things are going to be done online as well, like checking in your game in an online system. That's in the development phase and not far off. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.